Maine Governor Janet Mills today presented her bill to create a 27-member climate change council charged with dramatically reducing greenhouse gas emissions and transitioning Maine to what she describes as a low-carbon economy. But as Steve Missler reports, the panel will not evaluate the purported carbon reduction benefits of a controversial transmission line project that Mills supports.
Mills unveiled her climate council bill by echoing the clarion call she used during her inauguration speech in January. She described climate change as an existential threat to Maine's economy, its environment, and way of life.
In the not-too-distant future, my grandchildren and yours could reach my age and live in a Maine that we would not recognize. So we must act.
The governor also referenced a recent 150-page document published by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency that advises states on how to plan for natural disasters that are expected to increase in frequency and intensity because of climate change.
This report comes from an administration that's failing to lead on climate change, leaving the heavy lift to the states.
The Democratic governor's criticism of the Trump administration's inaction on climate change aligns with a wave of climate-related bills introduced in other states this year, nearly 436 states, according to a database from the National Conference of State Legislatures. State Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Jerry Reed says the targets in Maine's bill are similar to those introduced in other states.
We think they're both ambitious, appropriately ambitious, but also achievable.
Mills says her climate council would play a key role in executing Maine's response. She has previously stated a goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 80% and generating 100% of the state's power from renewable sources by 2050. The Climate Council, made up of the governor's cabinet, legislative appointees, and representatives from natural resources industries and other interest groups, would then be tasked with advising and overseeing Maine's plan. The council would not have the direct authority to write laws, but it could propose legislation. The governor's bill also requires the creation of rules to evaluate whether its strategies, including proposed energy projects, are helping Maine meet its carbon reduction goals. Hannah Pengree, who heads the governor's innovation office, says the analysis of energy initiatives will be based on science and data.
We imagine a fair amount of modeling, especially in the electricity and transportation sector, about if we do this, what will the result be? This obviously something that's going to start happening this fall, so it won't impact current projects.
By current projects, Pengree was referring to a question about Central Maine Power's proposal to build a power line through western Maine to deliver hydropower from Quebec down to Massachusetts. CMP's proposal is contentious, dividing environmental groups and the governor's supporters. Mills supports the project, citing CMP's claims that it will reduce regional carbon emissions by 3.6 million metric tons each year. Opponents, however, don't trust those numbers. State Senator Brownie Carson, a Democrat from Harpswell, is sponsoring a bill that would require an independent study of the project's carbon reductions. Mills opposes Carson's bill and says that while the carbon benefits of future projects will be evaluated, the dispute over CMP's reduction claims is settled, in her view.
I'm not going to get into that dispute, but there's data available now on that project that I think is sufficient.
Carson, who attended the governor's Climate Council announcement, says he supports it. He says he disagrees with Mills about the projected carbon reduction benefits of the CMP project, but he views the issue separately from the governor's new climate proposal. Carson's bill could soon come up for a vote in the Senate. A public hearing on the governor's bill will likely take place in May. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.